he ran. Lucida smiled. As the shorter vampire closed on her, arms wide and fangs bared, she simply dropped to a knee and rammed her fist into his gut with enough force to crumple a car door. The man's scream abruptly transformed into a gasp as she felt something in his entrails give, and he suddenly sat down hard with a stunned look on his face. He tried to scrabble to his feet, and Lucida lashed out with a kick that collapsed his cheekbone and eye socket. He fell over with astonishing speed. Even as she rose out of the crouch, the other vampire threw his knife and reached for yet another one. It was a good cast, and the spinning blade caught the light from the cross in bands of yellow and gold. Lucida didn't duck out of the way. Instead, she merely extended her left arm, palm out. Beside her, the man she'd punched whined in pain. She ignored him. And the knife smacked neatly into her hand, the blade slicing through her palm and out the other side. Lucida gritted her teeth, but made no other show that the impact affected her. Thick blood dripped down her hand onto the ground, but she ignored it. Perhaps 15 feet away, the vampire who'd thrown the knife paused mid-cast as she removed it from her hand. "Care to try again?" she said, as the hole in her palm knit itself shut.